WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration is filing a lawsuit against the state of Maine challenging the state's policy regarding transgender athletes competing in girls and women's sports. Attorney General Pam Bondi says they have been working for months trying to get compliance.
We have repeatedly notified Maine of its infractions and urged them to remedy the situation to protect women. We've stripped grants from Maine through other departments. And we are going to continue to fight for women.
The state of California is planning to file a lawsuit challenging President Trump's authority to impose the tariffs that have set off a global trade war. The suit argues that the use of Emergency Powers Act is unconstitutional. New numbers from the CDC continue to show autism rates on the rise among U.S. children. Some say it's because there's more testing being done and more diagnoses included in the definition. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's seasonal utility moratorium officially ended on Tuesday. Under state law, utility companies are prohibited from shutting off service during the winter months for non-payment. With the moratorium ended, residents who were not able to pay their utility bills over the winter could now see their service shut off until they pay the overdue bills or enter into a payment plan with their utility company. Officials are also warning that federal funding cuts for low-income energy programs could put the moratorium and other programs at risk next year. Officials from Wisconsin's Head Start Association are sounding the alarm following the closure of a regional office. The closure reportedly led to local staff members being placed on administrative leave, and Head Start officials are also expressing concern over a USA Today report claiming the Trump administration was considering a budget proposal that would eliminate funding for the program across the country. Over 15,000 kids and 4,000 employees in Wisconsin would be affected if federal funding for the program dries up. A Chetek man accused of making a terrorist threat against the Barron County Sheriff's Department has been found guilty by a jury. According to court documents, 35-year-old Matthew Gade was charged over a year ago after a detective received a message from him saying if the county touched his child support check, he would, quote, make world news. He also allegedly had a previous court record of making comments about killing law enforcement officers. He was found guilty in a one-day trial on Monday and is scheduled for sentencing in June. The Superior School Board voted to approve a pay increase for teachers at their Monday meeting. The board approved a 2% salary increase for Superior School District teachers beginning next year. Teacher pay has been a difficult topic for school districts across Wisconsin, particularly with budget struggles forcing referendum votes in multiple elections. Some districts have proposed operational referendums that specifically identify increasing teacher wages as a way to prevent further turnover by maintaining competitive salaries. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a three-game losing streak. Reese Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, we're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickle on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
Now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel. And guys like that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny, seasonal, calm, and comfortable today, with high temperatures making it to the mid-50s. We start to get a little breezy tonight with a few more clouds filtering in, and tomorrow, windier and warmer. High temperatures cap 60 degrees with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Dan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Tomorrow on the Earl Ingram Show, we'll be giving a cheerful farewell to Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. It's been an amazing journey, but this is not the end. He'll still be involved in my podcast down the line.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee Air on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We like to get her on once a quarter if we can to give us a little update about all those naughty scammers out there, because if it didn't work, they wouldn't keep doing it. Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jane. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And that's accurate, isn't it? These scams are successful, and that's why we keep seeing them, because tragically, people keep falling for them.
Yes, unfortunately, that is exactly the case. I always think, you know, and I do an interview with a TV reporter, I put out a press release, or I get on your show, I think, oh, we're not going to get any more scam reports because everybody's listening. But unfortunately, not always the case.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why I think, too, for folks who are listening, it's important you share what you know and talk to the people in your circle and in your community and let them know what's going on. Because, again, not everybody listens. Everybody's got a life. They have their own things going on, and you can't possibly catch everything. But if you learn something, then give folks a heads up about it. So, Lisa, let's talk about what the top 10 scams that are going on right now.
Oh, okay. Well, we just released our top 10 report very recently, and investment scams was number one for the second year in a row.
Wow.
So prior to that, I know online shopping scams was number one for 3 years in a row. So things are up a little bit. Investment, we have it also attached to cryptocurrency, because almost all investment scams that we're finding that have been reported to our BBB scam tracker involve cryptocurrency.
No.
So something to be aware of. Yeah, I know, right? So shocking. Yeah. So scary stuff. And it's one of those, you know, grooming scams, just like romance scams, which is number three, and actually attached to friendship scams. We've included that this year because so many people are, you know, communicating with people they think are friends. You know, they're getting private messages through Facebook. They believe it's from their friend, but, you know, the friend has gotten hacked. That's the big thing. So yeah, those. So number one and number three, investment scams, number one, romance scams, number three. And those are grooming scams where, you know, the scammer kind of leads you on for a little while and ropes you in and then hits you.
Is that, would that be included in, like, what I get now, the bulk of, you know, scammy looking things are the text messages that say, hey, are we on for golf tomorrow? And I, and you say, of course, I'm sorry, this is the wrong number. I don't know who you are. And it's not so much I'm sure it's bot driven, but it's not so much, they're trying to get you to, I've been told that they want to get you into a cryptocurrency type of situation where they're like, hey, we go, oh, I'm sorry, my assistant gave me the wrong phone number. By the way,
here's a great deal.
Aren't you interested? Do you want to be interested in this thing? So that would be a grooming scam.
Yeah, I mean, because, well, they're engaging with you. Well, you know, honestly, Greg, I think It depends how long they would, you know, keep conversing with you. Because generally, when I think of grooming scams, think of the romance scams where they rope you in, you know, time goes on and now you're, you know, your heart is in it, you're attached. Now all of a sudden you're in a relationship. And 2 months later, you know, boom, they need money for emergency surgery or something.
Yeah. Right.
But I know what you're talking about with those tech scams. We have not gotten reports on that in quite a while, but it's, those are mainly, you know, where the scammer wants to make sure that there's somebody live on the other. And that's why we always say, you know, resist the urge to say, you know, I'm sorry. What, you know, what golf game, you know?
So is it best just not to answer them? I do not answer phone numbers I don't recognize. They can leave a message. If it's someone legitimate, they will leave a message and then I can call them back.
Right, Jane. That's exactly what our advice always is. You know, just don't answer the phone. Don't respond to a text message if you don't know who they are. Of course, when I follow my own advice, I miss an important call from, you know, my doctor's office or something. Oh, didn't recognize that number.
Right.
I mean, honestly, what I was doing is I am a smart aleck. Jane knows this. And I was trying to have a smart aleck conversation with this person. And then I realized that's probably not the best way to go. And I don't know, with iPhones, I have an Android, I have a Google Pixel, and it immediately drops down a box saying report a scam, and you can report it and block it, and then it's off your phone. And that's what I do now. They send something, I don't recognize it, report and block, that's it, and move on. Don't even try to be funny, because people will take screenshots for clout on social media. Just resist. Resist the urge.
It's not worth it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, being a smart aleck is so much fun, you know, especially when you're dealing with these scammers. So I would suggest, you know, if you get, you know, I don't know, like a computer tech scam or something, a phone number, you know, call that, you know, *67 first. They can't see, you know, whose phone number they're calling from, and, you know, give them a hard time that way.
There you go.
Ooh.
I've got the Better Business Bureau's endorsements to be the smart aleck. There was one other quick thing I wanted to mention before we moved on was I just filed my taxes this week. I know. But I just filed my taxes this week. And one of the most important things our tax guy said was that the IRS will never call or text you for information. They will send you a letter. And from that letter, they will then try to set up a phone call or some kind of meeting. If you get a text or a phone call from the IRS, don't. Wait for an official letter from the department.
Thanks, Greg. Absolutely. Yeah. Agree with that.
Sue on the text line listening on WAUK says, I've had several friends whose Facebook accounts have been taken over, and then they post all these pictures and stories of how they're making tons of money with crypto. I bought a new house. I bought a boat. When I reach out to them by text, they say they were hacked.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really the big thing that's been going on. I think that's part of the reason that our investment scams is number one once again on our list. We're seeing this nonstop. In fact, just scams through social media are up. I think it's like 64%.
Wow.
It's really high. And scams through text messages also very high. So social media, text messages.
When you're talking about these, you said number one is the crypto scams and the investment scams. I would think that the people who tragically are biting more on this are younger people. People my age, I'm suspicious of crypto the way it is. I'm highly unlikely to be swayed that this is the way for me to get my first yacht. But I can see younger people falling for something like that because they're more open to that.
So this is interesting. So these are part of our statistics. I had to kind of thumb through them. By age, so 18 to 24 year old, the number one scam that they, you know, have reported is employment, followed by online purchasing scams. And then the third is investment. So it's in the top three. But for those age 65 and older, investment scams was number one.
No kidding.
Yes, I know. It's surprising, right? With romance scams being number two and home improvement being number three.
Home improvement scams?
Well, and you know, our statistics are showing that the reason for that is a lot of the door-to-door stuff. A lot of the door-to-door stuff is working. You know, they catch you off guard. They knock on your door. Oh, I was in the neighborhood. I did some work up the block for Joe over the greenhouse. And, you know, your asphalt, your driveway looks terrible. I happen to have leftover material. I can, you know, do this job right now. Or again, you know, storm chasers. I mean, I feel like our weather has just been weird. I mean, mild, can't really complain to it, but a lot of wind, you know, rain, hail. Yeah. So a lot of door knockers and let's do business on the doorstep. And especially, you know, people are taken aback and they go, oh my gosh, really? I didn't see my roof, you know, had this damage. You're right here. It's convenient. Okay.
If you're just joining us, Lisa Schiller is our guest from the Better Business Bureau. We are giving it a little update on scams of which to beware. And after what you just said, Lisa, about people 65 and older, the most who are falling for these investment scams, talk to your parents. Please talk to your parents and talk to your grandparents.
And PJ on the live stream says, make sure your passwords are strong. And change your passwords. I love my Uncle Pete so dearly, but I get a friend request from him from a hacked account probably two or three times a year.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's bad. You got to make sure those passwords are strong on social media.
Adam in Oregon, listening in Madison, on WXCO, says, I never answered the scam. I always block the contact. Then delete it and report it as junk. Does that actually make a difference, Lisa?
Well, you know, it's supposed to. But, you know, we know that scammers are always coming up with new numbers and new, you know, lists of various kinds. The only thing is I would say before you do all of that, report it. You know, report it to our BBB Scam Tracker. It's a great online tool, super fast, because it helps us know what's going on. And, you know, we can get statistics out there and educational information.
And Matt from Middleton texting in, I have had the toll bill text scam. That was really big last month. And also had a bigger one with someone on the phone saying my info was retrieved in a drug raid. And they were really quite convincing. That's got to make you sit up and go, what?
I don't remember being part of any drug business.
You know, that is one of those heinous scams, just like the sextortion scams, say, you know, it's terrible because, you know, it gets very scary for the person that's receiving. And especially, you know, we see a lot of, older Americans getting those types of things and, you know, actually admitting in our scam tracker, I paid them because, you know, I don't want to be embarrassed or I was so devastated. I just wanted them to go away. Sure. And it's like, no, you know, heinous. Yeah. So that sounds like the same type of thing as that sextortion. You've been watching porn and I have proof.
We're going to continue our conversation with Lisa Schiller. If you have a question for her or you'd just like to comment, 855-752-4842. Brian from Milwaukee, I see you on the line. We will take you on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
And she starts to cry. A swing man. She can't hit. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. James said.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint.
Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiskCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiskCaregiver.com.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau talking about the latest, most popular scams. Ooh. And they are popular because, tragically, they work. Brian from Milwaukee has been waiting very patiently on the phone. Good morning, Brian. What'd you want to ask Lisa, or what'd you want to say?
Good morning. Yeah, just a few questions for Lisa. I have on my phone a wonderful feature that will actually tell me if it's a potential spam risk or if the number is like censored or privatized in some way, if it's like a call from a doctor's office. And I have two things going on where I am looking for work, so I'm applying for a lot of jobs.
Yep.
And I have my resumes on job boards. I also have a lot of doctor appointments, so my doctor calls me all the time, and I get restricted number because, of course, they don't want you seeing the number the doctor's calling from. In those cases, is it best to answer the phone or just let it go to voicemail? Because if there is a chance where it could be spam, which sometimes it is, and you get the, oh, hi, Brian, you know, we're calling about your car warranty. Well, you know what? I haven't had a car in 10 years. So I would love to have you try on that car warranty.
Right.
Do I answer the call or just let it go to voicemail and then decipher what to do after I listen to the voicemail, like, oh, block the call or whatever?
Great question, Brian. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a tough one because, like you said, you're applying for jobs. You have doctor's offices calling. I can totally relate to all of that. You know, we always say try not to answer the phone if you don't know who it is, but in a case like that, I get it. You know, it's kind of your call. I would personally think that, you know, both of them being important calls that you don't want to miss, I would think that both would leave a message,
right?
Whether it be a potential employer or a doctor's office. And that way you can call back. And, you know, my other guess is that they probably run into that all the time because so many people, you know, are not answering their phone when they don't recognize a number for this very reason.
Yep. We also had another comment. Chris in Janesville listening in Madison on WMDX. My aunt passed away last year. Since then, I have gotten 6 friend requests from her. You got to be really careful on Facebook.
Yeah,
you do.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and Facebook has a link, a special link where you can report scams and any type of fraud you think is going on. So, you know, take time to report anything like that. I mean, you know, the hacking has just got to stop. It's so out of control and it's, you know, it's driving all of us nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, absolutely report these things. Yeah. Let them know it's their platform.
And you had mentioned too, Lisa, that the number 2 scam is employment. Does this go back to a lot of people having their resumes online. It's on Indeed and all those things. Is that the connection there?
Yeah, that is the main connection there. And actually, Indeed was the number one platform that they like to use.
Wow.
To obtain information. Yes. So, I mean, oh my gosh, employment scams are just, they've been coming in fast and furious really since COVID, you know, because, you know, as we know, the job climate changed so much then and it's continued. I mean, it's number two still. So it's still there. Yes. So scammers are you know, reaching out to people after they find their resumes or information online and, you know, offering them a great position. And, you know, when you're unemployed, you know, and you're in need of a job and you're, you know, getting desperate and, you know, things are not going very well, you want it to be true. You know, you want to believe it. So, you know, people go, oh gosh, they're offering to pay me a lot of money. I can remotely. There are all these great things about this new job. And so they move forward with clicking on the link. And then, of course, can you imagine all the information they want? You know, you think you're applying for a job. So mm-hmm. It's not uncommon for a scammer to ask for a social security number, an address, a name and birth date and, you know, driver's license. People are taking photos and messaging with that text and email. So I've got to be ever so careful.
How can you protect yourself from that, Lisa?
Employment scams?
Yeah.
Really, really, you have to do your homework. You know, if you, first of all, if somebody reaches out to you that, you know, regarding a job that you did not apply for, even if they claim that they saw your resume and, oh, Jane, you sound like the perfect fit for this position, you have to do your research. Call the company, go on their website, call and speak with HR. They'll be happy to tell you, you know, yes, this position has been posted or no, this position is not available. I think businesses now are so used to, especially the big, you know, big name, big company names, they're so used to having their name impostered, you know, that, you know, this is
doesn't surprise them.
Yeah.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. So you really have to do your research. Of course, use BBB.org. You know, we have millions of reports on free reports on companies. You know, we'll lead you right to their website as well.
It's a great resource, the Better Business Bureau website. It really is. You should check it out. And it is important, again, when you feel you got scammed or you're getting scammed, to report it to the BBB.
Please. Yeah. Yes. Appreciate that. I check our scam tracker every day. So I go through them. I reach out when I need you or they get posted for other people. Sometimes it's a complaint. So we'll let you know that. Super fast, easy form to fill out.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Now, after talking to you, I'm assuming that the message I got from Comedy Central to call them back about this great job is not accurate, but I'll check it out later.
Comedy Central only has one E.
Lisa,
but I think that's legitimate, Jane.
I'm sure it is. Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau, it's always such a pleasure. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for taking some time out for us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Have a great day. News coming up next. And then when we return, the golden age of game shows.
Yeah.
We're remembering Wink Martindale, and we're going to talk about your favorite game shows, which ones you loved, which ones you miss, which ones you wish would come back. That's all on the way. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking applicants for the Wolf Advisory Committee. According to a press release, the advisory committee will be tasked with implementing the Wisconsin Wolf Management Plan approved in 2023. The agency is looking to fill 10 stakeholder seats with two applicants from five stakeholder categories. Those categories include hunting and trapping, agricultural and ranching, environmental, and conservation science and education. Applications for the committee will be accepted until May 4th. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that nearly 40% of the school referendum questions posed in the April election were similar to previously proposed questions. 94 referendums were proposed on the April ballot, with a little more than half of them being approved. According to the report, 36 of those 94 referendum questions were attempts by districts to pass a referendum that had narrowly failed in a previous election. The report also found that some of the referendums were being proposed for a third or fourth time. Xcel Energy is reminding Western Wisconsin residents to call 811 before starting any digging projects this spring. According to a press release, the company saw 28 incidents in Wisconsin in 2024 where residents did not call 811 before digging and caused damage to a natural gas or electric line on their property. In honor of National Safe Digging Month, Xcel Energy is reminding residents to have their properties checked and marked for underground utilities for free. Residents can also submit an online request to have their property checked. A Minnesota man is officially facing charges in Washburn County following his arrest in March. According to court documents, 30-year-old Daniel Berglund of Invergrove Heights was arrested on March 1st after Spooner Police Department officers initiated a traffic stop. While searching his vehicle, they allegedly found a combined over 200 grams of marijuana in vapes, cartridges, wax, and in plant form. They also allegedly recovered a loaded handgun. Felony drug charges have now been officially filed in Washburn County Circuit Court. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks. The playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny, seasonal, calm, and comfortable today, with high temperatures making it to the mid-50s. We start to get a little breezy tonight with a few more clouds filtering in, and tomorrow, windier and warmer. High temperatures cap 60 degrees with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3:30, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto about the future of public education funding in Wisconsin. She knows a bit about this and how to serve kids as the former CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Baseball action just getting underway. The Brewers hosting the Tigers. Our broadcast just getting underway, 11:35. If you would like to listen, you can catch the game today on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. The crew hosting the Tigers, our broadcast now underway on those civic media radio stations. Wink Martindale passed away yesterday at the age of 91, and he was a longtime game show host. If you spent any time watching game shows, I remember him from Tic-Tac-Doe.
Yeah.
We used to watch it in college.
That was the main one for me. What he was, when it came to game shows and Wink Martindale, I feel like that was the only one I watched of his. All the other ones were whatever, but
something
yeah.
else.
Tic-Tac-Doe, I loved.
Tic-Tac-Doe, he did High Rollers, he did Debt, 96 to 98. And he actually kind of followed a trajectory that a lot of these game show hosts did. They started off on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys started off on the radio and then turned into a game show host. And yeah. Wink Martindale eventually became a producer as well. But that has got us thinking about our favorite game shows.
Absolutely.
They don't make them like they used to.
That's actually not true.
Really?
Yeah. So because Pat was saying the same thing. His concern was that they're all based in reality. They're all about, like, how do I stab you in the back? How do I be the worst person?
Well, it's all survivor-based,
and that's,
right?
And that's a lot of reality TV shows. And that, I guess, yeah, you call it, it's not reality. It's a game show. It's a terrible
It's a bad game show soap opera.
With worse people. But they still have, like, I was visiting a friend in the hospital, and we were just sitting there. They wanted to rest, and we were watching Pictionary in the middle of the day. And this wasn't old. This was new, with Jerry O'Connell hosting.
Really?
With some, like, celebrities from sitcoms on. They still do these shows. Steve Harvey still hosts The Family Feud.
Like, wow.
There are game shows out there. It's just, you know, we
you got it. Well, now you have
they're midday.
Right. And you have to look for them a little bit
yes,
more. Because they were so common in the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. Everybody had at least four or five different game shows.
Yeah.
That were on.
And there's a big, and there's, and well, I don't know how big it is now, but if you look on Hulu, there's a lot of primetime game shows happening now being hosted by celebrities, like, you know, like they're like The Match Game and this, like it, they're out there. I prefer personally the old school. You can go to Game Show Network and see reruns for decades. And I like that. I don't want to watch a millionaire A-list celebrity hosting a game show. I want to watch Wink Martindale or someone in today's world that's like that, who's just a personality. They're charming and fun, and we're going to have a good time. Those are the game shows I missed.
Which game show do you miss? Which one did you love? Who was the best host? 855-752-4842. This is our audio survey segment where we lighten things up a little bit just for the last half an hour of the program. Game shows in the U.S., which ones do you miss? Which was your favorite? When you mentioned Match Game, yeah. I loved that show as a kid. Loved it. With Gene Rayburn.
Mm-hmm.
And what I remember, for whatever odd reason, is his microphone. Because he had that long, skinny microphone.
With the little bulb.
With a little bulb on the top.
That's the same thing that Bob Barker had. He always held that long microphone with the tiny little top.
Yes.
And it was always the same.
I always wanted one of those.
Me too. We should get those here.
Oh, I like that idea.
I was always a fan of Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
Does come on, no whammies, stop mean anything to you?
Say again.
Come on, no whammies, stop. It's a game show where you're answering questions, you're winning money, and then you build up like these turns on this big board, and it's just flashing lights, and you hit your button and it will land on a money amount, or it lands on this little troll-like creature called a whammy and it takes out all of your money.
What?
And there's actually a movie that's coming out about a guy who mathematically broke down all of the potentials.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, people have, no pun intended, have gamed these systems. That one, there was Quiz Show from so long ago.
Which is a great film.
Yeah. I mean, people who have the time can look at the statistics and say, well, this number comes up so many times, I could win this game. And sometimes they do.
855-752-4842. We're talking game shows. Your favorite game show, the best host. What I loved about Match Game, for one thing, I think they were all drinking.
Oh, God.
Because that was the loosest group of celebrities you have ever seen. Charles Nelson Reilly, I remember.
Ooh.
Who was Jack Klugman's ex-wife?
Oh, God, look it up.
Look that up, because she was always on there too. Brit. Her name was Brit. Very sassy, very spicy. The Match Game was wonderful. Brett Summers. Oh, she was just hilarious.
That brings me to what I think is probably, when it comes to I don't disagree with you, Jane. I feel like anyone who was on a game show in the 70s, because I brought it up to Pat this morning. I mean, Richard Dawson would be arrested today. That man full out made out with women on The Family Feud.
Whether they wanted to or not.
Exactly. But the one, if we're talking about wit and sass, I don't know if there's anything better than Hollywood Squares.
Ooh.
You got Paul Lynde in the middle.
Yes.
Just making all those double entendres.
Oh, yes.
Or Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yep.
You got to have an old gay man from Hollywood who no one knew was gay.
Right.
Shh. But it was just the sassiest fun. I love Hollywood Squares.
They tried to bring that back I can remember, wasn't Whoopi Goldberg in the center square?
She was the executive producer. She was in charge of all that. It didn't last long.
It didn't.
It just doesn't have, I don't want to get into the whole, you can't say this on television anymore, but things were a little looser back then. And even though they weren't swearing or being overtly sexual, it was the double entendre of it all.
Absolutely.
That just made it so wonderful to watch.
Absolutely. Bunch of texts coming in from WMDX in Madison. Lots of love for Bob Barker.
Oh, God, of course. Get your pet spayed or neutered.
I miss Bob Barker. The Nickelodeon obstacle show Do or Dare is pretty good.
Double Dare.
From Milwaukee. Oh, Double Dare.
Yep.
Bryant from Madison on WMDX. I would love to see the Joker's Wild with Jack Barry.
Oh, that was a fun show, too.
If we could only dig him up and bring him back to life. Alice from Cudahy, what's my line?
Oh, yeah.
Great humor. Oh, that was a great show.
What was the old game show where it was, my name.
I think that's What's My Line.
It's What's My Line? Really?
Yes, oh, okay. Because you had to figure out what they did for a living.
Oh, I thought they had to guess who they were. Like, there were three people, and they all said the same name, and you had to figure out which one was the actual person.
We need some clarification on this. 855-752-4842. Wink Martindale passed away yesterday at the age of 91. He was a very famous game show host for many, many years. I remember him from Tic-Tac-Toe. We used to watch it in college.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is your favorite game show host? Which one did you love? Which one do you wish would come back? Brian from Milwaukee, I loved Press Your Luck.
Yes.
Luckiest Man in America is the new movie about Michael Larson, who memorized the patterns of the board.
Yep, that was there. And there's another movie or television documentary about another game show where someone did. They crunched all of the numbers and they figured out all the computations and they won. And okay, if you are so smart.
Yes.
And in so much time on your hands that you can work this out, I'm sorry, Press Your Luck, but that guy gets to win. He's not cheating. He just figured it out. He doesn't have a little thing in his ear or a little. No, he gamed your system. Pun intended.
Alice from Cudahy listening on WFHR. The new Hollywood Squares is annoying. All that screaming.
Yeah, that's the problem when you get comedians in a room. They just talk over each other.
Well, everybody wants to be the funniest one in the room, right? It's a little exhausting. Brian said that movie, by the way, to tell the truth, was just released April 4th. Press Your Luck.
No, Luckiest Man in America is the movie. To Tell the Truth was the show we were talking about.
To Tell the Truth.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian, from Milwaukee, for clarifying that. Yeah. Kevin from Wausau, we're talking about favorite game shows, listening on WXCO. Whose line is it anyway with Drew Carey?
I will say that.
So good.
But I will even go further. Whose line is it anyway is UK with Clive Anderson. That the original show from England, where some of those guys came over to America and did it. Oh, my gosh. That improv humor back then.
Kevin from Wausau, I will go back and watch old reruns of that show.
Oh yeah,
Whose line is it anyway? They were brilliant.
Yeah,
they were really brilliant. And as you said, if you want to see improv, to the nth degree, I don't know that there was anybody better than those guys.
They're fantastic. They're fantastic.
Carrie from Tosa, the Gong Show. With Chuck Barris. Oh.
That show was the pinnacle of how much drugs can we do?
Seriously.
And while also putting on a game show.
855-752-4842. We're reminiscing about game shows. What was your favorite game show? What do you still watch? Jeopardy's still around. Been around forever.
Wheel of Fortune is still around.
Right. Price is Right.
Drew Carey's been hosting The Price is Right, I think, for almost as long as Bob Barker did. Hold on.
That's impressive. Calvin, what about you? Our resident young person. Is a game show something that you watch?
Yeah, I watch occasionally with my parents. The new $25,000 pyramid with Michael Strahan is okay.
Yeah.
Password with Jimmy Fallon is okay. But I'm more of a trivia guy. I like The Wall. The Wall is pretty good.
What is The Wall?
I think it's on CBS. It's so the premise is that there's this giant wall. It's like, if you ever play a game where you drop a ball into the pegs and it drops down.
Yep.
So there's the giant version of those, and it's
Plinko.
Like, yes. And it's a partner, like two people go on as a team to try to win money. One person like goes in the back and doesn't get to see what the wall is doing and answers trivia questions. And then the other person is like deciding where they drop the balls from.
Oh my God. That sounds so involved.
It does.
A little involved. And then I also like The Weakest Link with Jane Lynch.
Oh, my God.
That was so brutal.
Yeah, she was so mean. Not Jane Lynch, but the original.
The original. Yeah. She was scary. PJ also just mentioned The Weakest Link is awesome. And Tom from L.A. mentioning The Newlywed Game.
Oh, my God.
If you watch some of those episodes, it's so cringeworthy.
It's so like oh, you're going to fight all the way home today. So Bob Barker hosted The Price is Right for 35 years. Drew Carey has been hosting it since 2007. So not as long, but still, he's been hosting it for nearly 20 years now. And there was a time back, I don't remember when The Price is Right did an all Plinko edition where every game was Plinko. And I was like, I'm here for it. I watched it. It was one of the most depressing hours of television because so many people just lost. It just lost. I mean, it was like one guy won and everyone else just lost. You're like, we need different games. Don't ever do this again. And they never did.
Well, and there was some producer who lost their job after they came up with that. Barb from Waukesha, listening on WAUK, The Newlywed Game and The Dating Game.
That talk about cringe. Oh, so gross.
But it's so worth watching just for the fashions.
Yes.
Just for the clothing.
If I was your date,
yes.
What would we do?
What would be your perfect date? That was a lot of fun. Thank you, everybody, for taking part with that. We have to move along and wrap things up when we return with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Governor Gunslinger Edition. That's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to Matt Nair, or Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Caliente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, jam-packed show.
Oh, yes.
Jim Santel will be here, our friend and colleague from Amicus, a law review that you can hear across the network on Saturdays from 9 to 11. Highly encourage you to check out Jim's show. We have a lot to discuss with Mr. Santel. And then in hour number two, Brad Toll from Discover Green Bay is going to join us to talk about the economic impact. There is something coming to Green Bay.
Oh.
The NFL draft next week.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah. Yep.
So lots of things going to be going on in Green Bay and a big economic kiss. Yeah. Really, for that area.
It was one of those things when they said, it's coming to Green Bay. Cool. In 2025, you're like, that's so far away. And now it's next week.
Now it's next week. Brittany Merlot will be here, as she always is on Thursdays, for a little weather and wine. Find out what we got coming up for the next couple of days and then into the weekend. And then we'll talk all things sports at 11:30 tomorrow with J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So I hope you can join us for that. Right now, though, it is 11:53. Calvin, that means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Daniel Bison, Molly Beck with the byline. Headline reads... Brett Favre talked politics with Wisconsin Republicans, but has no plans to run for governor.
Oh, no. What are we going to do, Wisconsin?
Sources telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel earlier this year, the former Green Bay quarterback talked to a couple of GOP operatives about his possible potential political future in Wisconsin. Of course, Favre did appear at a rally for Donald Trump in Green Bay before the presidential election, came out very much on the side of the Republicans.
Yeah.
But isn't this interesting that within their own ranks, it just feels like the Wisconsin GOP doesn't feel like they have anybody who's going to who they can put up.
No.
They're tapping Brett Favre, who lives in Mississippi,
who is also linked to a scandal for embezzlement. And also, I'm not saying someone who has it can't, but he is admitted to have now has Parkinson's disease. To me, that seems like that his health should be paramount to him not running for any elected seat here in Wisconsin, unless he wants to run for alderman. But also, but Jane, that goes back to exactly what we've been talking about. He doesn't live here anymore. He hasn't lived here for a long time. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know much about Wisconsin politics, I'll bet you. And now he's going to walk in here and say, like,
I could be governor.
That's what we're dealing with, another guy, a bored rich guy who said, I'll do that.
I could try that.
Now, hey, kudos to the GOP for probably saying, yeah. No,
well, and actually, a spokesperson for Favre has told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that is not in the cards for him.
Good.
Which is good. I'm glad to hear that. Although,
yeah,
I had a thought when I saw the story this morning. Mm-hmm. If he would choose to run,
yes,
I would volunteer to work on some of his campaign materials. Because really, you don't even have to use his name. All you need is one particular photo from Brett Favre's past, and everyone would know who it was.
For the record, I've never seen this photo, thank God.
You'd be traumatized forever. Oh. I'm still trying to scrape it from my brain. Yeah, that would come up too.
Yeah.
If he would ever decide to run into politics.
Yeah.
The sharing of that photo.
Don't worry. I'm sure he's repented and he loves Jesus and it's fine. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, true. Does that stuff like that even count anymore?
No. 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 Silly.
The 55-year-old Hall of Famer would have issues if he decided to run in Wisconsin. First, he doesn't live here. He could, of course, move here if he decided to run.
Carpetbagger.
And then there were some other issues of accusations of harassing women.
Yep.
Things like that. And the latest thing in Mississippi involving taxpayer money intended for the needy, which instead went to his alma mater and his daughter's school for a new volleyball facility.
But he did nothing wrong, Jane.
Apparently not. And that still has not been resolved as far as I know.
I didn't expect this to go very far, but the mere fact that it's being mentioned, you know, it smacks of Herschel Walker running for the Senate in Georgia, where you're like, oh, that's great. The old timey. I mean, at this point, he's 55 years old. He's years out of the game. Dude, just be an elder statesman of football
and enjoy your life.
Enjoy your life. Enjoy your money. Take
care of yourself.
Exactly. Yes. That's the thing, too.
Take care of yourself.
You're on a journey, bud.
Yep.
You need to be surrounded by healthy people, doctors, and friends. Don't worry about politics.
We wish you well. Just you don't want to run for elected office.
Run for governor of Mississippi.
There's an idea. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As we said, we have a jam-packed show coming up for you tomorrow, so I hope you can join us. We have news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2. Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 p.m. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal Judge James Boasberg has found probable cause the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when officials last month defied his order to turn two planes around carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members and transporting them to El Salvador. Boasberg's opinion states the Trump administration has a week to comply with the original order, or he'll require declarations by the government and depositions by plaintiffs. In another deportations case, a judge in Maryland yesterday ordered the DOJ to provide more information on efforts to bring Kilmar Abrego Garcia back to the U.S. after he was mistakenly deported.
She's now ordered immigration and State Department officials to sit for depositions and turn over documents by the end of the month to show what steps, if any, have been taken to facilitate Abrego Garcia's return.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Spotify confirming in a social media post that it is experiencing a widespread technical issue today. The music and audio streaming service says it is not a security hack. This is ABC News.